And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios. It's showtime, and we have Bart Hall and Mike Lump from the Fred Hall Show. It's going to be a great show today. You stay tuned. We're going to be talking about the big Del Mar San Diego show and fishing and more on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is a turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, great. It's showtime. Here it is.
Buddy, this is it.
Right here. We're on the cusp of round two of Fred Hall Fishing Tackle Boat Travel Show. It's not, like Ron Lane says, the boat show.
Are you talking about the boat show?
The boat show.
He's incorrigible.
Bart, we could feel you cringing every time it happened.
he's been doing it for 40
forever,
years.
Forever, right?
For 40 years. I mean, it's not. This is not new.
But now the cool thing about this show, the San Diego Del Mar show, it's a whale of a show.
It is a whale of a show. Now we get to say it, baby.
Yeah. So, and that is a Del Mar exclusive, like you explained a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, Long Beach was a monster.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
You guys put on an amazing show. How you guys are still upright, I have no idea.
I know.
I'm not, as you can hear, I'm not upright.
Well, you're doing pretty well. And Mike Lum, great to have you along. It was record-setting, shall we say, in Long Beach?
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. More positive feedback, and I've been inundated this week with people wanting to know how they get signed up for next year. And it's like that seldom happens between right after the show. It's the last thing they want to think about, but it is the first thing they're thinking about for next year. So
because you sold out this year.
Yeah, and the show went so well, and we had big crowds, and people were very, very enthusiastic, and a lot of positive. Everything about it was positive. It was great.
Retailers were record-setting, both boats, tackle, everything about it, right?
Yeah, but, you know, like I told you yesterday when I called in, is that the thing that gets me excited is people are excited about fishing more so than they have been in a long time.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. They came in, they had a good time, they spent money, they enjoyed it with their families, and you could feel it on the floor. You could feel the energy every day. It was like unbelievable
so cool.
energy.
It was palpable.
And so many kids and families. It's such a great family event. In fact, last week on the show you told that story about the kids that snuck in.
So I tell that again?
That was
cool.
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah,
that's a great story.
Because maybe somebody didn't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ginny and I always spend like 45 minutes to an hour at the front gate as people come in. And children 15 and under are always free. So this couple comes in, and then there's three kids with them. And the kids kind of get real close to the couple, and they come in the door.
Walk through the gate.
But then we notice that the couple goes to the left, and the kids go to the right.
And not like go to the right, like, okay, Mom and Dad, we'll see you later. Like,
so they ran to the
right. Yeah, they're out of here.
And so... Jenny and I are going to close the show. I'm going to go, you know, do the thing. And Jenny goes, those are those three kids. And so I go, hey, kids, come here. And they come over. I said, where are your parents? Oh, my dad's over there. Your parents aren't here. You came in without parents. And they're just, like, looking down at the ground. I said, but did you have a good time? Yes, sir. Did you have a good time? Yes, sir. Did you have a good time? Yes, sir. Okay, this is Ginny Hall. I'm Bart Hall. Thank you for coming. And they go, oh, you guys are saving fishing. Isn't that great? I mean, these are not kids who skipped school to go rob a bank. These are kids who came, snuck into the fishing. And then I found out they were at the trout pond all day. They'd catch a fish and get back in line and catch a fish and get back in line. Isn't that great?
How fun.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's such a great story. And,
yeah.
And it so reflects the mode and mood of this show. You don't necessarily even have to be an angler to come to the Fred Hall show. It is a family event. To me, it's like a Disneyland type of event. It's unbelievable.
It is a Disneyland type of event, and we do that on purpose. You know, that was my father's business model in the very beginning, is that we want to entertain a family for a full day for a family.
Yeah.
And it's very different. That's why we have all those things, you know, the lumberjacks and the Jack Dagger, the King of Fling. That has nothing to do with fishing. It has to do with entertaining your family.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, Del Mar is no exception, right, Mike Lum? There's so much to do at the Del Mar Fairgrounds because it's a bigger venue, actually, right?
Oh, the footprint's actually a little larger, and we have just as many things to do, and it's the same thing. The kids under 16 get in for free, and we encourage people to bring their neighbors and their friends and relatives, and we love having the kids at the show. And going out on the patio in Del Mar is really, really fun. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of a different feel than Long Beach because Long Beach is so congested. The patio is not big enough. I wish it was twice that size, but like Del Mar is. It's a better layout in Del Mar for the outdoor activities. But, lots and lots to do, and most everything that was in Long Beach, as far as outdoor activities, will be in Del Mar.
Great.
Yeah.
No, you look at Western Outdoor News, that picture in there is the San Diego show of the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show.
Yeah.
That's presented by San Diego County Ford Dealers.
Yes.
And it's just so much larger than Long Beach. Long Beach is We put up the most bleachers we can, but we have no more room.
Yeah.
Need a lot more room to spread out in Del Mar.
San Diego County Ford Dealers, such a great supporter of fishing, as well as Let's Talk Hookup for many, many years. And they support the Fred Hall Show in San Diego. They're going to have a great display of Ford cars and trucks there.
Yes, they are. And yeah. I always try to get them to bring more. But it's hard for them to get as many as I want them to bring.
Yeah.
Their display is fine, but then we put them all over the place. We put them out by the lumberjacks, and we put them out by the trout pond, and we put them everywhere we can.
Yeah. I recently upgraded my Ford car from a Ford Transit to a Ford Explorer, the new Ford Explorer.
Oh, how do you like that?
I love this car.
I wanted to get that. I'm thinking about getting it.
I'm telling you, it is the best car I've ever had. I got the Sport, which is the loaded model. I've never had a car that had so much stuff on it. And it's a dream to drive. I mean, it's got such power. It's got all the connections. I mean, that Sync 3 on there for your phone, it does everything. I mean, it does everything but self-drive. It's really a fantastic
cool.
car. I love it. It's really cool. And San Diego County Ford dealers have great deals on Ford cars and trucks right now. So you can see them at the show.
And they have, I don't exactly know how they're working this, but there are we've supplied them with rod and reel combos, and I think if you take a test drive, you get a rod and reel combo.
Yeah,
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you sign up and go to the dealer, take a test drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great deal. So much stuff going on. Of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Turner's Outdoorsman will have giant booths with great deals, right, Ricky?
Our booth is actually larger in Del Mar than it is in Long Beach. And, yeah, we have a big section. We have a lot more clothing that we get to offer just because we have more room to stretch out. And, yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be the same great deals. And we say it every year. I enjoy the Del Mar show from, you know, I guess a selling standpoint so much more because we get to do the things that we're known for at Fisherman's Landing and giving, you know, the best customer service. And that's... In Long Beach, we strive to do that, but it's just too busy to do it in the Fisherman's Landing style of doing it, really taking the time and going over. If Pete's coming in to get a new rod, like, we want to go over every rod model that's appropriate for what you're going to be doing and, you know, and pull on each one and let you decide. In Long Beach, it's just so crazy. You're getting to give those recommendations, but it's kind of like, you should check out this one, and this one, and then you ring it up. But Del Mar, you get to walk somebody through the entire process of outfitting themselves right, and I love it. I enjoy the Del Mar show a lot, and yeah, we can't wait. We're all geared up and ready to roll.
Now, you just recently built a custom bent butt rod for fishing big bluefin for me yesterday. Picked it up, came out beautiful.
And that turned out nice.
Calstar blank, all the AFCO rollers, AFCO
Stora butt. Yeah,
beautifully wrapped. Do you have the time to kind of put a custom order together in Del Mar?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what this show is all about, is we can go through the entire process just like that for sure. I mean, we all the way down to having our custom rod order forms, and we get to sit on the, you know, on the countertop with the guy. I mean, from start to finish, what color we want the wraps and what guide configurations we want to use, and, yeah, the whole nine. That's what I love about Del Mar show.
Yeah, the cool thing about this is not only the Stora butt, not only the great Calstar blank, but also the big AFCO rollers, where when you use the kite tape, you can wind it right onto the reel. You don't have to stop and worry about losing the fish when you get that string to keep the identity of the kite to you.
So AFCO makes a roller guide called a wind-on guide. They make in two configurations, a super heavy-duty and a wind-on. The wind-on is what we use because the feet of the guide are skinnier, and since we're using a composite blank, which is a skinnier blank, the feet fit. But what a wind-on guide is the area in between the roller guide is, you know, three times as large as a normal roller, and we did that back in the day because our Spectra connections were real bulky, and it allowed big connections to go through the guides. Well, nowadays we use Sato crimps and all these killer little splices, so you no longer need those big guides to get a connection through. But flash forward to now, Yummy Flyer fishing, where we're trolling those, you know, rubber flying fish, and you use those streamers, you know, like landscapers tape streamer to see it. That's always one of the parts that I hated the most, was when that thing got to the tip, there was always the fire drill of, okay, you stop winding, somebody bring the rod tip in, we got to untie this slash cut it off, and now you got a pair of dykes right next to your 200-pounder that you've been fishing all day for. And with those set of guides that we have on yours, those wind-ons, the the gap is so big in the rollers, we don't even stop. We just wind that tape, everything, right through the guides, right onto the reel, and wait till the fish is at the gap and bring them aboard.
And that's the kind of stuff you get at when you get a custom rod, is you can make it the way you want it.
Got it,
and
exactly.
So you'll have time to do that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mike Lum, highlights from Long Beach. What do you, I mean, I know you're running around like crazy. What were some of the highlights from Long Beach, and what do you look forward to in Del Mar?
I don't know, Pete. When I look at Long Beach, I stare at that map for months before we get to the show, and so I feel like I really know and understand the show layout. And when I get there, I'm always surprised how different it. I mean, I've been doing it for so many years. You think I'd get used to the idea that it's not going to look the same as I think it is. And some things look better, and some things not the way I thought they were going to. But this year, the entire show floor worked out really well. And that was a highlight to me, because I want to see people all over the whole building, and they definitely did that. We had things spread out well, the aisles lined up well, and so the excitement level wasn't just in the first half of the show. It was in the whole building. And I think the seminars were really, really well attended, so those were highlights. I didn't get to sit in on, I don't think I saw even a piece of a half a dozen of the seminars, unfortunately, but I could tell by walking by that the crowds looked really good and people were really into it. I've gotten a lot of positive emails since, questions, is this person going to be in Del Mar? Are they going to be back next year, et cetera? Where do I get a hold of this, that, or the other thing? And the feedback after the show to me tells me that it was really, really a positive show. One thing I'll mention that comes to mind when you ask that is the show is somewhat misidentified as a saltwater show. And we've gotta understand that the retail tackle business in Southern California is a saltwater business. 90% of the stores are exclusively saltwater, and there are very few that specialize in freshwater. And so the show kind of takes the flavor of those retailers that are showing. And that is not reflective of the customers coming to the show. If you look at the crowds at the Bass Tank, at the Daiwa Bass Tank, and you look at how the seminars stack, and the people are there just glued to what the speakers have to say, those people aren't saltwater anglers that just decided to sit in on a bass seminar. And the same thing goes for the trout fishing seminars at the Mammoth Lake stage. They're standing room only. I mean, if we double the size, I think it would be standing room only. So it's a misconception that it is a saltwater show, because it is tilted in the direction of what the retailers are offering. But the manufacturers that are there, that are showing their entire line, Shimano's and Daiwa and Luz and 13 Fishing and all kinds of companies that are in the freshwater business, they will tell you that the interest in freshwater is very, very strong, and I think if anything, that's kind of the thing that I want people to understand, is if you are fresh, a salt, or both, and I think our numbers prove that the crossover is huge. Like if it's 78% of the people that come to the show claim to be freshwater fishermen, 92 or something like that is saltwater, well, obviously there's a whole bunch of them that do both, and I think that's where we gotta keep our focus on the fact this isn't just one aspect of fishing. This is the whole thing.
As well as shooting sports, too. That's the other thing, too.
It is, and there's also, of course, a large crossover there.
Yeah, you know, for sure. There's a lot of hunting going on, a lot of, you know, Turner's has a gun display.
We had more.
In Del Mar also.
In Del Mar, too, yeah, for sure.
We had more hunting exhibits this year than we've had in maybe ever.
Well, I walked back in the back of that elephant. Did you see that elephant in the back corner?
No, and that tells you how big Long Beach is. I did not get to see that.
I ran back just
you
to
missed
kind of
the elephant? Thing.
I'm bummed. Like, I'm bummed
just hearing
that.
The show started, which is about the only opportunity we really had, I ran around just looking in the hall, and I got back there, and I was like, oh, my. That's like a full-size elephant in the back, right?
Yeah. That was it, Oak Tree.
Yeah.
One of our really good customers. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, so Bart, Mike just talked about the seminars. The most popular seminars, you know, what of those popular seminars are going to be in Del Mar that are people that weren't able to make Long Beach can see in Del Mar?
Well, of course, you're going to have to, like I always tell you, bring a hard hat and a seat belt. But Dave Hansen,
the one and only, will be doing many
seminars in Del Mar, and that's one of the ones I got to see. And he's a trip. I mean, if you haven't been to a Dave Hansen seminar, you need to go. It's very, very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Yeah, he'll be there in Del Mar.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Bill Varney
Bill
Barney.
We'll
be doing surf fishing seminars.
Yeah. But, yeah. And we have, you know, the mammoth thing. We have, you know, we're going to have Gary Gunsley down there and Jeff Simpson and Tony Williams. And,
nice.
And we're going to, yeah.
What about trout fishing?
Trout fishing, you know. We got the Daiwa Bass Tank with Mike. Who we got on the Bass Tank down there?
We got all, you know, several of the guys that we had up in Long Beach.
Bobby, Rusty Brown?
Rusty will be there.
Rusty's such a great guy.
Isn't he great?
I just
all
think
around
he's such a neat guy.
He's a great guy. He's a good fisherman. He represents his products well, and he's a really good speaker, and he can teach people stuff. And that's all great. Bobby Barrick is coming back, and he's going to emcee the Bass Tank. So that's always fun because he's always poking fun at Don Iovino, and I never get tired of watching that, those antics. But, he's there. And then I asked Bobby to do something. Bobby recently relocated to Texas. He's always been a Sacramento Delta kind of a guy, and he's just moved to Texas. And he's kind of splitting his guiding, I think, between Texas and the Delta now. He comes out each year, and that's the plan. But anyway, he's turned into quite the crappie fisherman back there. And so I asked him if he would do a seminar on the Bass Tank on crappie fishing. So I have not seen it yet, and we'll get to see that in Del Mar, but I'm looking forward to that. But
we're trying to
keep the balance between fresh and salt.
Yeah, and we talked yesterday about the kayak seminars, the Hobie Kayak Seminar booth with all kinds of stuff going on in that.
Yeah, and that's going to be full with real good speakers again. You know, Kevin's done a great job putting that together, and we want to support Ron Lane. He's such a great...
He's the man when it comes to kayak fishing,
man. He's the man. Him and... His sons are Jared and you know, Hayden are just awesome. You know,
they're
Debbie, you know, they're all they all kayak fishing.
Absolutely.
You know, and Ava, they all just they're great.
Yeah.
And you know, and I've known him since he had no children.
Yeah.
He used to have sailboats at the show.
Yeah.
You know, this is.
And now his son Jared, Mr. Salty Crew, is a big executive with Salty Crew.
And Salty Crew will be there with them in their booth.
Well, it's a great... So, is there going to be fly fishing there this year?
There'll be a couple of booths promoting and selling fly fishing. We do not have any fly seminars per se, but we will have the casting pond.
Okay.
And Frank Selby will be down here, so if somebody wants some lessons, he would love to go out and
Frank's the best
do that.
Casting teacher in the world.
It's a 90 seconds.
Yeah.
He'll have you casting. He'll let you cast in 90 seconds.
Fly fishing is such an intimidating thing. People think it's so difficult.
Not when you go with Frank.
Frank can teach you how easy fly fishing is. It's way easier than conventional fishing.
Yeah.
It's way easier to cast a fly rod than it is a conventional reel. Guaranteed. Yeah. Speaking of fly fishing, we must make note of the legend, the all-time legend of fly fishing, Lefty Cray, passed away this past week. Lefty, the Lefty Deceiver, Lefty was like, maybe, with all due respect to Frank, Lefty was by far the greatest teacher of fly fishing that ever lived.
And, I think everyone acknowledged.
Yeah, for sure. And Lefty touched so many people throughout his life. When we used to do the Bob Marriott fly fishing fairs, and Lefty used to be on the show with Marty and such like that, Lefty never didn't have time to spend with you to talk about fly fishing, to help teach you how to cast better and such like that. Lefty was an amazing, amazing guy.
Lefty used to come to the shows when we had fly fishing in the sports arena a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just remembered, Frank will be doing seminars, so there will be a fly seminar, and he's going to do it on the Bass Tank. It's going to be fly fishing for largemouth bass, and he'll do that each day.
Cool.
Yeah,
he'll be the master, So, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about.
Oh, man, so much to cover with these guys in here today. So much fun going on. We got a great week of weather in front of us. Should be some great fishing. We'll look forward to the catch report. Just a great show in total. And we want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. And there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking fishing, talking all things Del Mar, and talking a lot of fun today, we are also giving away a couple of great prizes. two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a pair of tickets to come join us in all this fun at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, again, March 22nd through the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. That's this Thursday through Sunday. The fun is about to be on, and we want to hear from you. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, talking more Hall Show. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. It's huge, with the largest assortment of quality saltwater tackle, clothing, and accessories you've ever seen at a show. The entire lineup of state-of-the-art CalStar rods will be available at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. All the new CalStar rods, as well as the tried-and-true rods, available at once-a-year show prices. Rod builders, be sure to check out the great selection of CalStar blanks we will have. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be right across from the CalStar booth, so come check us out.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 42nd annual Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. I'm proud of our 72-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2018 version of the Fred Hall Shows. The San Diego Show is one of the country's largest sport fishing shows, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel show. You'll be entertained by nearly 500 booths, over 200 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall Shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California. And when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great opportunity to get through. It is going to be a busy morning, but 858-457-1090 has one line still open, and the toll-free number is open as well. That one's 877-792-1090.
You want to come, you have a chance to win free tickets to the Del Mar Show this week? There's your chance. Give a call, 877-792-1090. Let's go down to Southern Baja, one of our favorite places in the world. Beautiful Rancho Leonero. John Ireland's there. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Good
morning, Pete. Hi, Rick, Bart, Mike. The whole gang's there, huh?
Hi, John.
We're here, yeah, after a hugely successful Long Beach show and hanging out with you up in Long Beach. You ready to go for round two in Del Mar?
Absolutely. Actually, you know, Del Mar's my favorite show. I love Long Beach, and we do more business, but Del Mar's home, you know.
Yep.
It's my favorite show, And a lot of outdoor activities. I like the fun stuff. I like the duck races and the dog jumping and all that. All that stuff's special. I look forward to it every year for sure. You guys do a good job, Bart and Mike, for sure. Hey, well, I'll tell you what. We got good news down on the East Cape. The fishing, what a start we have for this 2018. Water temp is 74, 75 degrees, which is, you know, 4 or 5 degrees warmer than normal. It really jumped in this past week, and we've been enjoying some really, really good fishing. The Dorado have been around since we opened the first of the month. There's been a good, decent Dorado bite, a lot of yellowfin, a lot of striped marlin, lots of good bait around, mackerel and sardine available. But the yellowfin bite, we had a little wind beginning of the week, and Wednesday we finally got the boats out fishing. And they ran into a school of porpoise about 15 miles off La Rivera, holding nice yellowfin out there, 10 to 40 pounders. Everybody limited on those for 2 days and worked those. And along the yellowfin are along the park boundary there, Pomo, just on our side right in front of Las Barracas. And they're picking up a smaller yellowfin there on mackerel and having a tough time. Gosh, there's just loads of skipjacking around everywhere, and they're stealing a lot of good mackerel bait. That's been a problem. The Dorado are more inside. They're off the lighthouse, again, over by the Pomo Park boundary off front of Las Barracas there, taking a lot of mackerel. Limits for Dorado, again, a lot of releases on the Dorado, a lot of peanuts, but a lot of decent fish, just a lot of Dorado around, which is great for this time of year. Striped marlin have been around all winter, have been really packed up on the La Rivera bank out in front. Lots of striped marlin all year. Anybody that's targeting them, and not many people are. Everybody's going after the Dorado and the tuna, but those that are going after the stripers are releasing at least one per day, or two per day, pardon me. And inshore is not much pressure there either. Everybody's running outside after the game fish, but there's lots and lots of Sierra around. A good Sierra bite, and the rooster fish are coming up and starting to bite strong already. Really,
there you go, Bart.
Really good, strong year. Yeah, get down here, Bart. Yeah. And Mike, you too this year, doggone it.
Yeah, I every year, John, I say to myself, I've got to get back down there, and my schedule has just been so insane that I haven't done it, but I'm going to do it.
Mike's got so
year.
Many
no
jobs.
That's because he saw my rooster fish, and he wants one.
Exactly. So do I.
Actually, I don't think I could ever catch one that big, so I'm going to give up on rooster fish. Bart's got it.
You know, what that first run on the rooster fish is always the most ferocious one, and then it takes a while to bring him in. But for that size fish, you know, in that shallow water, that's a great fish.
Such
really
a
good,
great
so
cool. fish, for sure. And this is the time when you can have a chance to catch so many different game fish and Rancho Leonero.
Yeah,
such
which is
a great
unusual,
place.
Pete. You know, this early in the year, this is really unusual to have this good, strong of a bite. So I'm really optimistic about fishing this year.
I know as of Long Beach, we had a couple of rooms left on our Let's Talk Hookup trip. I'm not sure they're still available, but
I wouldn't know. I didn't check.
That is still June 2nd through the 6th. It's a great time. Free tournament and just a lot of fun. And you don't need to be an expert fisherman to join us. Just come along and have a great time. Bring the family and join that. Thanks to our great friend Rick at Sport Fishing Financial and Dave from Statewide Stripes for each giving up $500 in cash. for the tournament, which is really, really great. And, John, great airfares right now, fantastic time to come to Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you if we want to come fishing?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're already loading pictures on the website. Some nice dorado and tuna already, you guys.
It's exciting,
especially after last year. If it's fishing is anywhere near as good as last year, gosh, we're going to.
It's already starting, John. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
See, I got to speak to the airfare for those that don't know. If for those that want to take advantage of the CBX and fly out of Tijuana on that Volaris, they did or currently doing a big sale through this weekend. Tom Gruber was the one that told me about it. Round trip tickets from Tijuana to Cabo San Lucas for $99.94. That's including
round
all
trip.
The taxes. $100. That's
yeah.
round trip.
Yeah.
Back
including
and
all
forth,
the taxes.
Including all the taxes. You still have to pay your CBX when you get there, but we're talking $100 done deal over the entire flight there and back.
That's amazing. And you know, my employees use that fly back and forth, and they never pay more than $150 round trip.
Yeah.
Never.
That's crazy.
Yeah, round trip back and forth for $99.95.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, it's easy.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I might add, too, is was in the Fisherman's Line Tackle yesterday, and those of you going on the Let's Talk Hookup 4-day fly-down, fly-back to Mazatlan on the Royal Star, which, by the way, on the first trip, there's still spots available. I believe on the second trip, too, there might be one. I think John was saying that it was like $100 round trip, same kind of deal, to Mazatlan and back.
It's just crazy how good of airfares there are and how many opportunities. You can fly from wherever you want to get down there, but if you wanted to score a crazy deal right now is the time. There are some super inexpensive. I mean, just here in John, wide open fishing at the East Cape with great tuna, nobody there right now. You can hop on a plane, you'd be there in a couple hours. Yeah.
It's unreal. You know, you guys, I'm going down right before Easter. I'm going, Easter Sunday's the 1st, and I'm going down the 28th, Wednesday the 28th, and I figured I was going to get killed on the airfare. $105 per person one way. On Alaska out of San Diego.
On Alaska out of San Diego, because they have to be competitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the best part about this.
Yeah, for sure.
Southwest help.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Well, and you and I still love flying Alaska for sure. So
yeah, we got to do it. We got to get collecting miles.
Yeah. All right, John. Hey, thanks a lot for that. We'll see you on Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
You sure will. Look forward to it. Bart and Mike, it's going to be a good one, guys.
Looking forward
to
you soon.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. All right, you want to get through? Here's your chance. 858-457-1090. You have a chance to win two tickets to the Del Mar Fairgrounds, the big show, Fred Hall show coming up this Thursday. I want to ask you guys about Inland Boat Center. You know, went over and saw, I talked to Bo about Defiance Boats. Are they going to have that great display of Defiance and Arima boats, as well as their freshwater boats, and that amazing deal on Yeti coolers and cups?
You said that was the deal of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I have it right in front of me, as a matter of fact. I'm drinking out of it.
Yeah.
My special gift from them.
Yeah.
It was nice. They're going to be. They have a huge display. You know, both their display in Long Beach was slightly smaller, but their display in Del Mar is as big as it was before last year. It's bigger than the one in Long Beach. So,
James and the gang are all there. Great deals on the boats, but I went over and bought those little, the small 10-ounce Yeti cups they're $20 a piece all day long. You never see them on sale. They were $15 a piece.
Well, I didn't get that. I'm going to go back and get that because I got these big ones.
They sold out of them.
They're all gone?
No, they might have more for
sale. I got five of these big ones, but I'm going to go check out that little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great deal. Yeah. So check that out. Inland Boat Center, whether you're in the market for a Yeti cooler or a Yeti cooler cup. The Yetis don't go on sale.
No.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
And so it's a good deal. As well as the Defiance boats and the Arima boats, which are pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and they're one of our better boat dealers in Southern California. You know, we have a lot of great boat dealers down here. Most of these guys are the ones who survived the recession when we lost 80% of the boat dealers in California. They were mostly up north. The guys down here survived. And we have a lot of great ones, but Inland is one of the ones that always does all the Fred Hall shows, you know, done Bakersfield, Long Beach, San Diego, and they have a great boat. And Bo, you know, makes wonderful boats.
Yes,
that's Defiance boat. Defiance boats is one of the premier boats for stability and for longevity and for sturdiness. You know,
yes, and value.
Value, yeah.
Great value.
Well, they hold their value.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off with Ralph this morning? He's calling us from Lakewood. Hi, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookout. Thanks for getting us started this morning.
Oh, boy, thanks a lot. And I'll tell you, my wife and I really enjoyed that Long Beach show. We opened the show Wednesday morning and closed the show Wednesday evening. And so many great seminars. Sometimes my wife would go see Tony, and at the same time I would go see Steve Carson doing his. I could listen to Steve Carson read the phone book. But I was wondering for Bart, I was thinking maybe next year he could have a grandparent special, because my wife and I could open a show and close a show, but, you know, my granddaughter just can't take that much show. And so I really schedule a second day for her where I can take her after school and do 4 or 5 hours, as much as she can take, rather than the full day. I was just making a little suggestion. We love the shows, though.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure I'd do that. Of course, your granddaughter is always free, and that's the wonderful thing. You know, the funny thing is, I've told this story before. I'm sure everybody's heard it, but I had thousands of people come up to me over the years, and I had hundreds on the day my dad passed away. They came up to me and said, you know, I caught my first fish here. My children caught their first fish here, and today my grandchildren are going to catch their first fish here. And we're really proud of that. I mean, we think that's a pretty special thing, you know.
No doubt about it.
You know, well over a million children have caught fish at a Fred Hall show over the last 72
that's
years.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's an amazing number.
That's a lot of trout.
It's a lot of trout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I say the same thing every year. I feel like when we have the show, like my earliest memories were with Dad going to Fred Hall shows and fishing in the trout pond. I mean, I remember that was my most favorite thing to do, and I remember it for sure. Like, that was the biggest deal. We never missed a Fred Hall show ever, and I stood in line at the trout pond with Dad, you know, no matter how long the line was, to get to do it every year.
It's my really earliest memory, too. I mean, seriously. I mean, I remember as a child growing up doing that, and that I want to make sure the children continue to have that experience.
That's so cool. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Ralph, and thanks for bringing your grandkids to the show. That does free up 858-457-1090, open right now. You know, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. The best part is not only the program inside for the Del Mar Show, but our buddy, the sports writer.
Yeah, Uncle Al.
Uncle Al on the front cover with one of his many giant calico bass. And always nice to see Al's smiling face there. He seems to make the cover more than anybody I know.
I saw something on there that said this might have been Uncle Al's first cover. That can't be true.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
Okay.
No. I don't know, maybe.
I saw Benny put something up about that on,
oh, really?
You know, on Facebook or one of those kind of things. So I don't know for sure, but I do know that it's an awesome photo. And the cool thing about Uncle Al's calico bass, like whenever he's on, you know, those great cover shots or shots, they're all from, you know, he always calls it the backyard. They're local fish on the beach, at home, you know, not an exotic destination. That guy
little
fishes
boat.
All the time in a small boat right in front of his house in Dana Point in San Clemente and catches a bunch of big calico bass.
Yeah, and if you want to get your hair cut and talk fishing, go to the sports barber in Dana Point.
Best in town,
best
for sure.
Best in town, no doubt. But in that also is the giant Fred Hall issue with the seminars, all the different goings-on in Del Mar, right, Bart?
Yeah, there was a couple of things that got left out, the schedule for the Lumberjacks, but, you know, we'll have that on billboards as you walk in. And the Hobie seminars didn't get in there, but, again, in front of the Hobie seminar stage.
But that's on fredhall.com.
It is on the website, yeah.
You can see all the different seminars, all the times, all the experiences. So you can kind of – it's the type of event where you really not need to plan your day.
Yeah, I mean, there's 200 seminars in 4 days, so you better plan.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The other thing, too, I know Mike is a very busy guy, and he has multiple jobs, Fred Hall Show, CCA, Board of Directors, and one of his big jobs is Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. You're one of the directors for that and run all that. Big goings-on at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show for Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Yeah, the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program just continues to grow and evolve, and about 7,000 to 8,000 kids a year are benefiting from that program right now, and it's all being done with grassroots funding, largely from what happens at the Fred Hall shows. And
yes.
Long Beach was amazing. We had Howard Coolidge, who helps us with all the trip bookings, and he runs their display at the hall shows, and he and his crew just did a great job. They stayed busy the entire time. That spin to win wheel has kind of taken on a life of its own. I think people now come to the show, and some people make a beeline for some of the retail booths to get advantage of the things, but others go straight to that wheel. They just have to get their fix of spinning that wheel, and that's been a very, very popular fundraiser, and everybody wins. The kids win. The people that spin the wheel win. Every spin wins a prize, of course, and then I think actually the public that participates and helps fund the Captain Rollo's program sometimes doesn't fully understand what that's all about. But what it is you've got a group of kids that could be a church group, it could be a Boy Scout troop, it could be could come from a orphanage type situation, it could be anything. And if you have access to a group of kids that you want to take on their first ever ocean fishing trip, you just simply go to the Captain Rollo's website, and you fill out a very short application, and you say, here's how many kids I have, here's where we are location-wise, and here's about the time frame we want to go. And as long as we have money, we fund them. We say yes.
Yeah, so cool.
And then all you got to do
Very few no's.
Very few no's, and the more effective we are in fundraising, the fewer no's there are, because that's really one of the criterias. And Howard does a great job in deciding who goes and who has to be put off until we know if we have enough money. He does a really, really good job on that. But what we're doing right now as part of the fundraiser is the grand raffle, which will take place at the end, the last day of our Del Mar show, like it does every year. And this year, the selection of prizes is amazing.
Unbelievable.
It costs $10 to buy a raffle ticket for this, and there's approximately 30 prizes. Maybe by the time we get to the show, there'll be a few more because people do donate during the show.
And this is going to be given away at the end of Del Mar.
Yes, and you don't have to be present to win, but a large cast usually gathers to see what's going on. And
it's going
to
be on Sunday.
It'll be on Sunday, I think, at 4:30 in the on the Cousins stage, right there in the tent by the Ford display.
Okay.
And
the Seaside Pavilion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Seaside Pavilion.
The Seaside Pavilion.
Okay.
Yes.
Shall we talk about the prizes?
We can.
Run through them real quick.
Well, I don't want to name them all. There's too many. But like, we're going to be giving away a 10-day trip on the Royal Polaris. That's obviously a great prize to win. Cedro Sport Fishing has donated a 5-day trip this year, and that's all expense paid 5-day trip to Cedro's. We're giving away a Hobie Compass Mirage Drive
$2,000 kayak.
Simrad donated a Geo 9 chart plotter, and that'll be one of the prizes. We're going to be giving away a commercial grade VacMaster
cool
sealer, actually a chamber sealer. So anybody that has always kind of wanted one but didn't want to spend the money, for $10 you might actually win one. A lot of rods and reels. Fisherman's Landing is giving away two $500 gift cards to two different winners, as is Turner's. So there's, and then it goes on and on and on with trips and tackle and custom rods and a lot of stuff. The bottom line is, for $10, you have a chance at winning some really great prizes, and no matter what happens, we're going to be able to take more kids on their first ever fishing trip. And keep in mind, this program has been in existence since 1999. We've taken over 120,000 kids on their first ever fishing trip.
And let me give you an example like Mike was talking about. Let's say you live in a neighborhood and people see you cleaning your rods and reels when you're coming home, or you put your boat in and stuff like that, and you get kids gathering and they all go, man, I'd love to go fishing someday. Gather up all those kids,
totally.
Call or email Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and put together a trip and take all these kids fishing on Captain Rollo's. That's what it's for.
That's what I love about it, is the non-limitations that's there. It's, you know, it's fantastic for taking whatever group you have, whatever their means are, whether it's underprivileged or overprivileged or anything in between. If you've got a group of kids that wants to go fishing, Captain Rollo, the Kids at Sea, makes that happen.
You will be the hero of the neighborhood.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you have a school program. You want to take all those kids.
We do a lot of kids from schools, teachers that really want to
Cub
do this.
Cub Scouts.
And same thing.
Girl
Scouts. Where the kids rotate through the program, but the person putting the trip together doesn't. Yeah. So every year they come to us and they go, I got another group
new
of kids.
Batch.
And Rollo pays for it all.
Pay for everything except transportation to and from the landing. But Howard will schedule around your particular area, get a landing near you, and at the same time make sure that that your group gets funded.
Absolutely.
I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. Plus, we're checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You have seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the Fret Hall shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory-certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. Solarmax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity. Combined with an all-weather touchscreen, fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics, as well as all the other top names, displayed at this year's Fret Hall shows. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks. See them at the Fret Hall show or on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com.
It's Fret Hall showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Everyone knows that owner hooks are the best. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a huge selection of owner hooks at the show and at the best price. Plus, buy $50 worth of owner and receive a t-shirt or hat free. That's owner and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Time to talk about great things from Shimano. And you know, at the Fret Hall Del Mar San Diego show, once again, unprecedented deals in Long Beach, and there's going to be more deals by Shimano, which don't make deals because they don't have to.
If you got, you know, it's one of those things that we can't exactly talk about, but I'll tell you, if you took advantage of the deals in Long Beach, you would know that it was the single best time to ever buy a Shimano reel, and those same opportunities are going to be happening next week at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
It's the best time to buy it, period.
You think about the tackle opportunities, Tranks, Trinidad, Therese, Power Pro, Max Quattro, Calicas,
yes.
Everything that Shimano makes is on the go list that everybody wants. And if you come to the Del Mar show, there's deals awaiting you in the Shimano booth, as well as the retailers like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Turner's Outdoors.
You got it.
Check it out. Fret Hall Del Mar deals on Shimano this week in Del Mar.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And today, Catch Report sponsored by, hey, focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more, Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts right to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. See Jeff at the Fret Hall show for getting a Fret Hall show special. You can check out a killer price, and they're going to step you take you through step-by-step how to most effectively use TerraFan.
It's amazing.
That's one of the coolest deals seeing those guys at the show. It's so much more than just temperature. Jeff can teach you how to more effectively use TerraFan. It's a great deal. I wouldn't even dream of going fishing offshore without looking at a TerraFan chart. You can check TerraFan.com for more information, or better yet, just go see Jeff at the show.
Yep, absolutely, and get the great deal and learn how to use it properly.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, let's start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Doing great. Great. Good morning.
Good, good. Well, hey, jumping into it here, our week this week was very similar to what we had to work with last week. You know, condition-wise, even weather-wise, it was very similar. Our three-quarter day trips were still heading down below San Onofre and fishing out in that deep water for the bottom fish. You know, like I said, we still had to work with some heavy downhill current through the week, but even with that current, you know, we were able to make some catches every single day down there. I'd say the double dropper loop baits probably fished the best this week on that heavy sinker, but we did catch some nice picacho and some reds on the 100-gram cold sniper again. That fished real good even in that current, so some nice mixed bags of rockfish on those three-quarter day trips for our passengers this week. Now, along the coast here, closer to home, the half-day fishing has been on the slow side. You know, the weather has definitely been a huge factor with the cooler water and some washed-out conditions, but still some nice sheephead, some perch, whitefish, and a few mixed bass. You know, that's really all we had to show for our half-day scene this week. So once this weather kind of gets back into the normal, straightened-out scene, you know, that stuff will kind of reset and get back to normal. But Gary, he's over at Clemente today. You know, he had to cancel the trip just because of weather one day midweek, and he's had some great fishing over there. I'm sure he is today as well. He's been seeing some nice reds, sheephead, whitefish, another mixed rockfish as well. He has been looking for some yellow as his days permitted over there, and he hasn't seen the fish in the normal areas quite yet. So, again, I think once this weather kind of figures itself out here, they'll start seeing some of that stuff in some of those usual zones as well. So, also our halibut derby, you know, not much longer with that. Kind of got to the end of the month here to jump on a trip with that as well. Still that big fish, I think it's 36 pounder at the top of the leaderboard there, so still a chance to get in on some of that. Again, those drift trips are Fridays and Sundays, so that's it for us. You know, we will be down there at Del Mar. We'll have our wheel there in our booth, you know, like we have every single year, and that wheel, those, we use that to help raise money for that Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. $10 for a spin. You can win a half-day trip, three-quarter-day trip, whale watching, drink koozies, all kinds of cool stuff, even another raffle ticket for the Friends of Rollo raffle there.
Nice!
Yeah, that thing's so always moving, too. You
and
know,
it's right next to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Been neighbors for years now, and you hear that thing spinning all day long. It's a killer deal and a great way to raise some dough for an awesome cause.
All right, and we're going to see you there, Captain Woolley?
Yep, I'm going to be down there Friday and Saturday this week. So, yeah, stop by and say hi.
Look forward to it, buddy. We're excited to have you as neighbors, as always, and a great report. And we're just stoked that we've got some great weather for you guys to work with. Going to be some good fishing this week up at Del Mar.
That's what we're hoping for. So here's our phone number is 949-496-5794. Check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And, hey, we're going to use the same discount code that we had last week for the Fred Hall Show. We're going to be giving your listeners 50% off a half-day or a three-quarter-day trip by using the code FH50.
Wow.
What a deal, man.
50% off, half or three-quarter day. Go to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner. Put in, when you book your trip online, put in FH50, and you get 50% off.
So cool, Willie.
50% off. So we'll run it through the end of the week here through the show. So
such a deal.
You guys are the best.
All
That's
right.
awesome.
Appreciate that very much. We'll see you on Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll see you
All
later.
Right. Take advantage of that code this week. Beautiful weather.
That's awesome. Yep. That's going to be a good one. Hey, let's hit the surf now. Talk to our surf guru with our surf fishing report. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's going on, guys? We're that spring sheephead fishing's good on them Dana boats.
Ooh, yeah.
Especially 50% off.
Hey, we got the funky weather, and we got, how's this for catches this week? Even though tough conditions, we had a salmon. We had an orange mouth corina, we had a bonefish, and then we had a striped bass. How about it? Let me break that down. Another week of uneven weather, also seeing some of the cooler water temperatures we've seen. We had some 53, 54 degree water. We probably haven't seen that in several seasons. Still some good catches, though, despite the weather. You know, the key is listening to the weather report. You know, I got a little NOAA weather radio, and I swear that thing's so
good for dialing me in. I know you got apps on your phones, too, for that, but those NOAA broadcasts are key. There's some whispers in Washington they want to make that a subscription deal, and I sure hope not. I think that should be public information, but I digress. But Klein Sinker reported still some halibut catches on the better days. You know, the protected harbor waters have been a hot spot. Handful of illegals taking on small plastics there on that sand spit. The perch bite's also been good, but the conditions are real tough this week. Wiley's reported bad conditions most of the week. One angler had a good day up there near Magoo, was fishing with squid, and had a nice 3-4 quality cabazon there. Fishing report, tough conditions from just fishing. One angler there, though, one fish for the day, but it was a 16-inch, 2.5-pound barred perch, so not a bad catch for one fish. Only fish of the day. A few anglers reported having a handful of legal halibut inside King Harbor with the small plastics. Mostly tough conditions, though. Bolsa Chica, a little bit of perch action there. Some of the guys fishing inside, and that's where that bonefish was taken in the Marine Stadium Basin there. Like a 2-2.25-pound fish, I guess, on a gulp sandworm, something like that. Hogan's and Dana Point reported a few yellowfin taken off to Doheny. Not much for conditions, but they did get a report there of a salmon taken by an angler fishing an anchovy off Laguna. That's interesting. And then in the protected waters there, Pacific Coast reported a 4-pound orangemouth corbina in the Carlsbad Lagoon. 1-pound, 6-ounce barred perch leads the shop's perch derby there at Pacific Coast. And then an 8-pound striped bass taken off Dog Beach. So, you know, you get a little weather, you get a little water. You just, like I said, you got to listen to that radio and pick that morning where the tide's right. It's window fishing. You've heard me use that term before. But, hey, someone's catching some nice catches and some oddball fish, huh?
Yeah, no kidding, man. Absolutely. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. As always, great report. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Spring is coming. We're getting ready here.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thanks for the
Have
report.
A good day, guys.
You too.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com. And if you like all things surf fishing, what a cool opportunity to come down to the Del Mar Show and get to meet the man. Bill Varney is going to be there at the Del Mar Show. He's right next door to the CCA booth. He'll be there to answer all the surf fishing questions, except for the secret spots. He can't give you that.
No.
But it'll give you everything else, all that you need there. So very excited to have Bill Varney at the Del Mar Show doing seminars and having his booth right next door to CCA. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 42nd annual Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest trailer boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars. The Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trap Pond, the Cousins Tackle Seminar Stage, the San Diego County Four Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Jack Tagger, the King of Fling, Archery, Target Shooting, Free Dive, Fly Casting, Kids Casting, and so much more. Kids Free, Kids Fish Free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at San Diego's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo, or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.